on MyTalk 107.1.
Dawn was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. The trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Welcome to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Okay, guys, we need to do a streaming wellness check. Okay? We need to just sit down.
What's going on?
And we need to figure out how much we're spending on streaming. I started to get stressed out yesterday when I saw that Peacock Premium is going to go up $2.
First of all, why are you watching Peacock, or what are you paying for Peacock?
I pay for Peacock to watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and any other Real Housewives I want to dip my toe in.
So you can't watch that anywhere else, obviously.
I mean, I could watch it on Bravo if I had, you know,
cable, which you don't, it's fine. Okay, so how much are you paying right now for Peacock?
I was paying at an introductory price, $2.16.
Ooh, that's amazing.
That, I think, only lasted like a year or 6 months. Now I noticed I'm paying $5.99 a month.
So they're going to raise it to $7.99 right before?
They are. Now, if you're already subscribed to it and you're in Peacock Premium, it won't go up until August 17th. And the opening ceremonies of the Olympics are July 26th. So
the general public gets the price hike. You're still getting it. It's just going to come in August. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did they have like a deal where you pay for a year?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times that's much cheaper.
Yeah, I think that might have been what I did.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how I got the $2.16, but that's what I had listed in my bills, auto bills to pay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you
and
just don't remember how it got
And then
there.
I go, oh, I actually am paying $6. But if a streaming service isn't one of the major ones and it's around $5, it's so much easier to digest and go, okay, yeah, I'll pay for that. You know what I'm saying? But once you get towards like $8 is close to $10 in my mind.
Like,
and then I'm like, what?
This is what I call streaming creep.
Yeah.
And streaming creep is getting real creepy because this has been going on for a long time. First,
sure.
First it was Netflix and then it was Hulu and everybody got you roped in. And it's a business model to actually grow your subscriber base at a low cost, then jack up the price and hope that most people won't notice.
Right.
Now, sometimes if the price is too high too fast, people will react. But oftentimes, people, by the time they know exactly how long to wait before they can raise the price so that you will feel like, well, I guess I'm not going to go anywhere because I'm still
watching
into all these
shows.
But I feel like Peacock maybe isn't quite there yet, because I will say Peacock is like one of the smallest streaming audiences. But for you, it makes total sense because it's got one thing that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
But have you been actively using it?
Well, I'm like 2 months behind on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's over. It's had its reunion. I'm not. And then I started watching the Wow Signal documentary on it.
Oh, sure. We talked about that as a part of Three Body Problem. It was a scientific anomaly that happened back in the day.
Yes.
Was it good?
Well, I've watched 17 minutes of it, so anyway, my goal is to, I'll always want to watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, though. I'll just sign up again.
But girl, I was gonna say, turn it off, and then the next time you, because I do this too, and here's the truth, you're not gonna until you do. And when you do, you click a button, and guess what? It'll charge you then. So you just have to get in the habit of doing it. So you
I
have,
know, I need to make notes that says turn this off. I need to just binge the rest of Housewives shut it down.
Or why don't you just shut it down right now and you'll get to Real Housewives later? Because you got so many other things to watch, honey.
No, but I have to finish this season. It's already been done and over with for a long time.
Well, why aren't you watching
it? Crystal Minkoff is off the show. Like, she's not even on the show anymore. I know that from celebrity gossip headlines. Why am I not? Because I've been watching Three Body Problem.
Okay, so give yourself a date. Otherwise, you're going to be here in 6 months having the same conversation, and the listener's going to go, girl, what's going on?
No, but don't you ever have this problem
where
you're like, oh, I should. I also pay for Paramount Plus.
Okay, so I told you I did a this is why I thought we needed to have a streaming wellness check, because
yes.
I think we have all gotten complacent. We are all paying for things we don't need to be.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you need, you know, annoying Nancy to show up and go, guys, what are you not watching? Turn it off.
That's right.
Because you're going to save money. One of the things that we were able to do is save big money at Menards with with shutting off Hulu Live. I was paying for live TV because I was like, I have to have live TV. I work in a place where we talk about TV. I need to have live TV at all times.
And then you're like, not really.
Turns out I don't. And if I do, I can sign back up for Hulu Live. In the meantime, I'm letting T-Mobile pay for Hulu for the next 6 months for free.
Okay. You also said that it's paying for Apple TV Plus and Netflix for free?
Yeah. So here's this is not a commercial
like a
for
commercial
T-Mobile.
For T-Mobile. It's not.
It's not. And but T-Mobile, call us, because I will happily shill for T-Mobile, because the things that I'm obsessed with about T-Mobile are as follows, and they have nothing to do with my phone. Netflix, Apple TV Plus, Hulu, and when I'm flying on an airplane, I get free in-flight Wi-Fi. I am all here for the benefits.
What did you do for them? Because I don't know if we get all that.
Yeah, you do. If you're a T-Mobile customer, you do.
I did text MC when you told me that this morning. I go, MC, Bradley gets Apple TV Plus, Hulu, and Netflix for free with commercials with T-Mobile. He said, yes. This is the first time I've read this. It might be snarky.
Uh-oh.
Yes, but he's paying a higher rate per month. I looked into it. You pay more on your cell phone bill to get them for quote unquote free. Ooh.
No, you don't. I don't pay anything.
You don't pay a telephone bill? Telephone.
Yeah, but I pay the same rate every month.
Yeah, but you're paying more than we are.
How much is your cell phone bill?
I don't know. I'm added on the plan.
Yeah,
he said he looked into it, and you pay more on your cell phone bill to get them for free.
Everybody has a different rate, so I don't know what you're paying per month. You should find out. You don't have to tell me on the air.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, I have the Magenta plan or whatever.
Is it Magenta? Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I pay one flat fee a month. It's not... That's why I want you to check, because it's not that much. But that's interesting. I will say the one thing you have to be comfortable with... On with those free the free is that you have ads, so you're gonna have an ad tier.
He hates that.
Which I don't care about.
I don't either. I just do things on my phone or go get a snack.
Yeah. What else?
Well,
streaming. Okay. Back to so that's one way to save. The other way to save is to truly turn off the things, like we said at the beginning, the things that you're not using, because there is not one service that is going to penalize you yet for shutting it off and then starting it up again.
You know why all of this came into my life again to think about? Because I had my debit card stolen for the second time, and I had to renew all my things or put the new information in. And so I'm like, okay, I gotta, all right. I do Paramount Plus too. I don't know what on there.
You're not watching anything on Paramount Plus.
Well, see, Donnie used to use my password, and so I was paying for it so Donnie could use Paramount Plus.
Okay, well, it's time to set Donnie free.
Donnie, I'm sorry.
Donnie is a grown-ass man, and he's fine.
I haven't talked to Donnie in so long.
Donnie
anyway,
can afford it.
I'm going to text him and go, is it okay if I turn off Paramount Plus?
Wow, you're very nice. I would just shut it off. And
oh,
if
my
Donnie
God.
Has...
He deserves better than that.
Okay.
If he has what?
If he has questions, he'll call you, and you'll be like, oh, I don't watch that. And he'll go, okay, thanks for letting me freeload.
Let's see what Donnie's been watching on.
Can you go in and see?
Yeah, I'm there right now.
Do you know, I've had that happen before, right? Because my mom, when we are down in Florida, we log in on our account, and I'm like, Jamie, have you been watching Bahamas International, or what is that thing called?
Bahama Butts.
I don't think my mom is watching Bahama Butts. No, it's It's the property one where, like, people just, they go to the Bahamas and look at properties and then they decide which one they're going to live in.
Oh, God, I love that. I don't know what
there's
it is,
a whole series of,
it.
Like, Caribbean, oh, what is that franchise? I know listeners are screaming right now.
Bahamas Life.
I think
HGTV?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of those like, there's Caribbean Life.
She wants to live the Caribbean life.
Yeah, she wants
to. She lives in Florida.
No, she just wants to, like, house shop for things she can't, you know,
afford. Yeah, it's fun. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, Donnie is watching
Peppa Pig.
Donnie is watching, he checked out Jerry and Marge Go Large.
Okay, is that an adult film?
Which is, no, Annette Bening and Bryan Cranston.
Okay.
Also, The Day the Music Died, the story of Don McLean's American Pie.
Oh,
that
that's
makes
a thing?
Sense. This is totally Donnie.
This is totally Donnie.
60 minutes.
No.
Well, it says keep watching.
Wow.
Star Trek Discovery. I used to watch that.
I love that series. That's really why I got
CBS All Access. And because I could watch Survivor and Big Brother. I used to be super into watching Big Brother, like, live cameras.
Yeah. No, I get it. That was why I had Paramount Plus for so long, is because I kept saying I was going to watch Discovery Plus, Star Trek Discovery, and I just never did. And I was like, you know what? I will someday, but it's not right now. And when I do, I'll just click the button.
Oh, and then RuPaul is on there too. I don't watch that anymore.
Here's the other secret: is they don't get rid of your. They don't get rid of your history.
Oh, they don't? Because you know I'm afraid of that.
No. I mean, maybe in like a year they would, but not after a few months because you log back in and all your stuff is there. Because they want you to keep coming back. That's at the end of the day, they're not going to penalize you yet because...
Yeah, because I'm paying... Let's see, what
is it? You should do the math and see how much you pay in...
Streaming. Oh, I have because I'm paying so much for Disney Plus, which I never watch... Hulu without ads, Disney without ads. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, you need to. First of all, I had to let go of ads. I now watch ads all the time, and I do not care.
$6.49 for Paramount Plus.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah.
Turn that off. What else you got?
I have Hulu. I have Netflix.
I feel like the nanny for streaming services. I'm just going to go to people's house and be like, you don't need that.
Okay, so I pay Peacock Premium. I pay.
What is Peacock Premium? Just means no ads,
I guess. And also, they lock out certain shows. Like, you can't watch if you just have regular Peacock. You can't watch Housewives anymore. You have to have premium.
I do think that is also true for Netflix on the T-Mobile thing.
Mm.
But it's not anything. It's usually not the shows that most people want to watch. It's usually the deeper catalog, because if you think about it, they want everybody to go and see the show that everybody's talking about. For example, the one Mike is going to tell us about later in the show.
Yes.
What's it called again, Mike?
Baby Reindeer.
Yeah.
I pay for four services.
Well, that's not that bad.
Well, he pays for some too. He pays for Netflix.
Max. Okay. So total.
And Discovery Plus.
So you got them all.
You literally have them all. Because, of course...
Well, Max even, and... Oh, no, we talked about this. I was like, Max and Discovery Plus?
She can't let it go. You have to let it go.
You need your history.
He needs his history.
I think MC needs to come to terms with the money that you're sending out the house each month.
Yeah.
Mike, is there something you want to get rid of?
No, I don't think so. I think we're hoppers. We jump around all the time, so we always look at different things.
You have to get good with hopping. It took a while. I will say for me, it took me... I probably wasted a lot of money I didn't need to spend.
Yeah, that is so true. Look at this. It's crazy.
I will say Peacock is probably one that's going to go bye-bye. I was excited to watch the Olympics on it, but again, I'm not going to jump up another $2 a month. I don't know. It's just...
I know.
$7.99, like you said, is such a different mindset than $6, or in your case, $2.20, or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even know I was paying $6.
Here's the other tip and then we got to run, because Mike's going to have all the latest from Hollywood, is I would say Google the crap out of deals, because I just feel like there are so many deals out there that are sitting around waiting to be used that we just don't know about, because Google.
Especially around the Olympics, they probably have some sort of package. Usually March Madness, they've got something for Paramount. So
I'm
sure
they know it's me
if
I just log in as a different person?
If you use a different email address,
I'm a new person.
Use a different email address, they won't know.
Okay. Yeah, unless it's like the same IP address at your house, and then Hulu's going to be like, fat chance, Grandpa. All right, Mike, give us some late breaking dirt when you come back.
Will do.
right here on
And the Ad Council.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th. And it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
He has all the latest in entertainment. It's Mike with the Dirt Alert.
And, of course, we only bring you the hardest-hitting Dirt Alert news when we talk about different items from the world of pop culture.
Sell it.
MILF Manor 2.
Yeah.
MILF Manor Season 2. Did you see
this? Electric Boogaloo.
Well, did you see the twist this year?
No.
Oh, wait. Can we guess?
I'm so excited.
MILF Manor is back. Now, you may remember MILF Manor from last year is when they brought all of these women to an island and they said, hey, we know you all like to date younger men. We're going to bring a bunch of young men to this island. And guess what? They like to date older women. Plot twist, it's all of the sons of the moms. You get what's going on there?
So the moms and the sons are dating each other, but
not their own sons.
Now,
is the twist that they are actually doing incest?
Oh, God.
No, that's not the twist. That is actually incorrect. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
That's just in Arkansas.
You got to guess, Dawn, at what the twist is this year?
The twist is, oh, my God. Okay, let me sit here.
Does it involve dads?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
I knew it.
Hold on, though.
It's not dads and daughters.
Gay dads?
Nope.
Oh. Bradley.
You've got the same women on the island, except the sons are headed to the island with their dads. Fathers and sons are going to be trying to date the same women.
Oh, my God.
MILF Manor Season 2.
Well, it makes sense, right? Because that's the other. So they're still, the MILFs are still the object.
Correct.
So they're just increasing the pool.
And saying, do you really want a younger guy? Or do you have nothing
to talk
about?
Is there going
to
be anything worse than an older man trying to outdo a younger man?
This is delicious. I can't wait. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Six moms ranging from the ages of 40s to 60s as they date younger men in their 20s. That was, of course, Season 1, but now we're throwing
some dads in the mix. So it's like the Golden MILF Manor.
Yeah.
The Golden Bachelor.
But the dudes will be there too. The kids will be there too. So it's dads and their sons. Wow. Oh. And by the way, Sunday is when this is premiering.
What?
Yeah, it's here.
On what now?
What is that again?
Sunday.
Is Dawn paying for the streaming?
Yeah, she is. It's TLC, right? Yeah, it's TLC.
Oh, yeah, Hulu. I have that.
Because when I think of the Learning Channel, I think of MILF
Manor.
You're going
to learn something. Manor. And the something you're about to learn is practice safe sex and let's get them checked regularly for. Ugh. Transmitted social diseases.
Bradley, see the twist in what they did last season is they brought some of the daughters on to visit the moms, and then the younger guys were like, wait a minute, maybe I just like your daughter.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
It happened.
But all right. Was that the only action that happened was between the young people? Because didn't you say that the thing that was lacking in the first season is that they never sealed the deal?
Yeah, they just didn't show it. I'm pretty sure Jose did, right? Don't you think? He was the hot commodity.
Yeah.
Jose did with Stephanie and others.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to get a full report on Monday.
And this has been your MILF Manor Minute.
Yeah.
As part of your Dirt Alert.
That's right.
There you go.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for it. Sunday.
That's what I'm reading here. Sunday,
I'm going to force my boyfriend to watch it again.
Well, yeah, because he gave up on it, didn't he?
No, I don't remember.
I
thought he quit midway. I thought you watched a couple episodes,
right.
Then he was like, nope, I'm done.
You got any blindies?
I do have some blind items, yeah.
Fabulous. We're doing that on the other side of this, right here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here from my friends at Your Boat Club. It is beautiful outside today, and it's got me thinking about how close being on the water really is this year, and the best way to get on the water with Your Boat Club. Jamie and I loved our experience last year so much, we signed up again to be members, and we are all in this summer. So I've already given people a heads up, like, I hope you got your calendar wide open, because we got plenty of dates to be on the water. Truly, though, like, it is so easy to get on the water. You pick the lake that you want to be on. And again, we're talking not just Minnesota, but Wisconsin and Illinois. And we're going to be down in Florida this summer. So we're hoping we can get on the lake down there. Or not on the lake, on the on the Gulf in Florida. They make it so easy wherever your boat club is. So head to yourboatclub.com, learn about membership and why we love being members of Your Boat Club. Head to yourboatclub.com today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Count one discount per household.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity. Okay, Barbara, take away your iPad. Barbara Streisand.
Barbara, can you hear us?
Barbara had some comments about Melissa McCarthy and how she looked. Just on Instagram, some social media, she was going to an event. Barbara said, oh, tell your friend I said hi. Are you on Ozempic? Like, what? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's like, given my regards, are you on Ozempic? That's literally what she said. And people are coming after Barbara.
I mean, it's Barbara Streisand. She's basically your mom. I don't think she was trying to troll Melissa McCarthy. I mean, I could be totally wrong in the way that I read this, but I feel like if she wanted to offend Melissa McCarthy, she wouldn't have said that.
No.
It would have been something more obvious. That is also not to say, be a little bit more thoughtful about commenting on people's medical situation, because that, you know. We're not doing that, honey.
Yeah. People really came after Barbara, though. And
well,
I'm like,
I mean, the internet.
You guys, please.
Yeah, it's the internet.
She didn't mean it. I don't think she meant it that way.
No.
I think she wanted to say, you look great.
Yeah, girl, you look great. You got that Ozempic? But people get, I don't want to say triggered, but
they do.
But I also think it's okay to be sensitive if somebody's like, maybe don't comment on other people's, you know, medical issues, because we don't know what's going on in somebody's life. So I think there's an okay tension there. But when trolls are on the internet, they're just going to troll.
Yeah, they're going to be like, how dare you talk about her body?
Yeah.
Oh, well, like, hopefully we don't
check
have
to
any...
see if some of those people commenting have ever commented on someone's appearance online.
That's true. Very true. Well, got any blind items, Mike? That's
yes, I do.
For.
That is what we came for. Oh, boom, this is what you came
for.
You came for some blind items, and I am set to deliver them to you. Let us get it started with this one. Even though our favorite foreign-born A-minus list actor's actions with an A-list actress is what broke them up, now he is finally acting crushed that his marriage has come to an end.
What?
Makes us feel like that home-wrecking fling may have also ended.
Oh.
So we've got a foreign-born A-minus list actor whose actions with an A-list actress broke up his marriage. It almost makes you feel like that little fling may have come to an end.
He broke up his marriage and the fling is... Did we talk
about
got
three
this?
People, yes. We've got an A-minus list, a foreign-born A-minus list actor. Okay. And again, his actions with an A-list actress is what potentially broke up his marriage. And by the way, that marriage was to an A-minus list acting wife.
Oh.
And we talked about the affair?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not... This is not...
It's a foreign-born actor.
Yep.
So it's not the Ariana Grande thing.
It's not the Ariana Grande thing. Nope.
But did we talk about it before or after that?
Well, about the same time and more recently, too.
Oh,
okay.
We were talking about this like a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
And I did say our favorite because we've definitely been through the ringer with this dude when it comes to the blinds.
Dominic West. Not Dominic West.
Not Dominic West. That was the last week flavor of the day. Like, we only talked about him once. This guy we've talked about many, many, many times.
Being a cheater.
And we know who he cheated with.
Oh.
And we know that his wife, who's a little bit lower on the list than the actress he cheated with, is ending the marriage or ended it. Or I don't know. We'll see. You may have left it off your brain because we felt like this divorce happened a while back. But apparently it's still very much in the mix. Like, it's still happening.
Oh, Ted Lasso?
Nope.
Foreign born.
Yep. You always get hung up on that.
Well, is he Canadian?
Yep.
Okay, this narrows the pool.
Does it?
It does. It leaves out all the Europeans.
So again, we've got a foreign-born, got a Canadian actor who's an A-minus-list actor, had certain actions with an A-list actress that broke up his marriage to an A-minus-list acting wife.
Yes, this is the one that we always forget. It's not Joshua Jackson.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He, of course, had that little fling with Lupita Nyong'o, and we don't really know, though, because now we've got Turner Smith, who is apparently, they're going through the process of getting divorced, and now we're hearing rumblings and hearing reports that Joshua Jackson is absolutely crushed that this divorce is happening and feels terrible about it.
Does he?
So terrible that he's gone on dates. And we've seen him in the public at the beach.
Yeah, it's real hard.
With Lupita. So I don't understand what's happening.
He was with her the next day.
Yes, they were grocery shopping because, you know, that's what friends do.
Yeah, they do
I mean, I've had friends. I know I'm having issues.
Ew.
It's okay.
I just realized I wasn't on Wiffy. And I was like, why do I look so
blurry? You look like a Minecraft character.
Yeah.
you're very pixely. Yes. We didn't mind. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Hi.
So,
we maybe are putting an end to this story because, again, the way he's reacting, it almost makes it feel like that whole relationship that he had on the side, maybe that came to an end, which is why he's saying, I'm so crushed that my wife is leaving me.
Oh, boy.
Well, don't cheat on your wife, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed kind of obvious whenever you're with the person, because I thought, oh, they're just friends, surely. Like, he would never do that. That's just so obvious and, like...
Dawn, people have been cheating since, I don't know, the dawn of time. Oh my God, that'd be a great blog title for you.
Dawn of time?
The dawn of time.
Mm.
Only if you were like a watchmaker.
Exactly. Dawn, or I'm a time traveler.
I mean, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, so would I.
Go back.
Yep. Go forward. Anyway, Mike, I would go forward and figure out all these answers. I'd just go forward 30 minutes.
There you go.
Know all the answers and then
come back. God, how sad is that?
Yes,
I just want to win at this game.
Of all the things you could cheat on, I would pick something much, much, much more profitable than this.
Yeah. The Powerball.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
For this.
I'm going to do other things too. It's just now.
Okay. You get busy with that, Dawn of Time.
All right, let's go with this one here. This A-list talk show host found herself a third wheel as her guest co-host had a palpable chemistry with this C-plus list star. With both in the same city, did they seal the deal?
Has she been single?
No, we've got an A-list talk show host found herself the third wheel of their guest co-host. And the guest co-host had a chemistry with a C-plus list star.
Is this Radio Steve Patterson?
It is!
How much did he pay you to put this blind item in the show?
So stupid!
Steve, nice try.
Filling in the blind item here.
I'm like, like, who's C-list? We never talk about C-list. I got so excited because I think some people should be C-list.
Yeah. Well, that actually is a celebrity. That was Justin Hartley, was the C-plus list actor that he had some palpable chemistry with, according to the blind
items.
Well,
who wouldn't? He's gorgeous.
Let's just say I maybe got this blind from somebody else in the office, and they felt like this was...
So let's pull back the curtain for the YouTube viewer who's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course they did. They watched Live with Kelly yesterday. Well, they know exactly who we're talking about.
But in case somebody was sick yesterday.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So our we work with a guy named Steve Patterson, and he has weaseled his way onto Kelly. It used to be Kelly and Ryan.
Live with Kelly and
it
Mark.
It started out as like weather reports from Minnesota, and then he is so very charming and good at what he does is that he ended up doing other segments for them. And yesterday he hosted or co-hosted the
Gelman
show with
put him on.
Kelly. And so Mark was out of town, and one of their guests was Justin Hartley.
Yeah, so filling in the blind item, Kelly Ripa found herself a third wheel as guest host Steve Patterson and Justin Hartley had palpable chemistry.
A bromance.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
Did he put you up to that, didn't he?
He did not, actually.
Okay.
I bet I know who it was.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Right. Well, let's do anyway, I just want to know where I can watch it because can
Hulu.
I watch it on Hulu?
Yeah.
Because I didn't get a chance
ABC,
to see it yesterday.
I'm sure ABC.com, but you'd have to have a cable subscription, which we know you don't.
I don't, but I do pay full-blooded price for Hulu.
Full-blooded price?
Full-blooded, fully leaded, premium Hulu.
Yeah. I'm just saying that those are the two ways you can watch it, I would imagine.
Okay, great.
All right, let's do another one here. Let's move on from that fun there with Steve Patterson. Let's go on to this one here. With rock stars, it's really more like a rule of six. So when this permanent A-lister admitted to cheating on his wife with 100 women. Wow.
You got real excited at that.
I did. Let me repeat this.
100 women, Mike.
100 women.
With rock stars, it's more like a rule of six. So when this permanent A-lister admitted to cheating on his wife with 100 women, it's more like 600 or 1,000.
Yeah, because you never tell the truth the first time you admit a lie.
Exactly.
Oh, well.
Do you know what rock star maybe cheated on his wife with 600 to 1,000 women?
That would be Jon Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Did he say this or something recently?
Recently, yeah.
In a documentary recently said that, yes, he opened up about his cheating and how unfaithful he was and said that he was unfaithful with about 100 women. And then someone started doing the math of how many shows he was doing. And if he truly was cheating on his wife, he probably had the opportunity to be with way more women than just 100.
I just want to know what that experience, not because I'm saying it sounds amazing or I would want anything to do with it, but
go on.
I just want to understand the mindset of that kind of lifestyle because I just can't wrap my head around how much energy you're putting into your crotch.
Yeah.
When you're also
performing,
doing something. I mean, I can't multitask like that.
You don't
it's
have.
It's one or the other. All
you
crotch.
You don't have maximum
no crotch
energy. We see what you're saying. You would rather put some of your energy into other parts.
No, I'm just saying if I were doing a tour, I wouldn't have time to do all that. Like, I'd be like, are we done? I want to go back to the hotel so I could take a nap.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's. The world of being a rock star, I guess. It's like it's
part
right.
Of it, I guess.
Yeah, it's like they've dreamed of this kind of thing their whole life since they were 11, and then they're like, "I get to do it." So,
there you go.
Oh well.
Let's move on and do another one there, and not talk about how many people that Jon Bon Jovi has potentially been with. Let's move on to this one, and I think this one might be pretty quick and easy, but I just want to bring it up.
Sure.
This longtime permanent do-it-all A-plus lister may be letting her age show, not physically. But her recent social media interaction with an A-list comedic actress made it appear like she's given off some major cringe grandma vibes.
Maybe.
Oh, no. I brought it up right away.
You got
Barbara,
it.
Barbara, can you hear me?
Yeah, of course. Barbara Streisand taking to Instagram and just telling Melissa McCarthy what she told her, which you guys talked about earlier. But yeah, I don't know. It kind of gives you that like weird Facebook comment from a grandma vibes.
Yeah.
Would you be with
like my mom on Instagram every day?
Oh, I
have to
fully
respond to her because I want people to know this is just my mom.
Yeah,
you know,
I would fully. I mean, walk into a room and my grandma would be like, "Oh, you got fat."
Yeah,
like nobody batted an eye.
Yeah.
Oh, you got fat. Or, oh, you've lost just the willingness to discuss somebody else's physical appearance with absolutely zero shame or candor
or like,
is a generational experience.
Yes, it is.
Just like, oh, do you wear this size now?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you look like a 36.
Yeah.
Thanks, Grandma.
So there you go. You guys nailed that one. Again, we talked about it before, but let's move on and do another one here. This A-list rapper / Pulitzer Prize winner has finally responded to this foreign-born A-list rapper with a song that claims he is a manipulator, an absent father, and faking his accents. He also alluded that there might be more to come. So we've got an A-list rapper / Pulitzer Prize winner, as well as another A-list rapper.
Is the A-list rapper Chet Hanks?
No.
Pulitzer Prize winner?
His fake Jamaican accent. Okay.
So this A-list rapper / Pulitzer Prize winner is responding to a foreign-born A-list rapper with a song that claims he's a manipulator, he's an absent father, and he's also faking his accents.
All right. So the only... Okay.
And there's more to come.
Is this is this Donald Glover /
nope.
Pulitzer Prize?
I will
winner.
Say the foreign-born A-list rapper definitely has something in common with Donald Glover.
Okay.
Considering not only is he a rapper, but he also acted.
Common? Oh, okay.
No.
So this is the one that's in that is. Being
this is
accused.
The one that's being accused of being a manipulator of an absent father and faking his accents.
Absent father who fakes his accent. Is it a British accent? Because you can't fake those very easily.
No. I guess I don't know that part of it, but...
Pulitzer.
I mean, that's what's freaking
winner.
Me out here. I'm like...
Which shouldn't freak you out.
I mean, freak me out, but it's like not something that everybody has.
This is true. This guy does.
It's just weird.
And again, it's a guy.
And then also think about the other half is a foreign-born
for like
A-list rapper who
or
also...
poetry?
For music.
You get. I guess I didn't realize you could get
music
a Pulitzer Prize for music.
Poetry, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I believe the actual thing said it was mostly because of how he represented his life or told his life story within his music.
Hmm.
Got a Pulitzer awesome. Prize for that.
Oh, God. Don't tell me it's Kanye? Mr. West.
No.
Okay.
I think we would know.
Foreign-born A-list rapper was also an actor, especially at a younger age.
Oh.
Come on now.
I'm just trying to think of... People have accents.
Well, don't worry about the accent part. It's foreign-born A-list child acting rapper. Foreign-born A-list child acting rapper.
I know, you keep
Justin
saying
Bieber?
It.
Child acting... Oh! No.
What?
Oh, my God.
I just had a brilliant,
what?
Bad
I was like,
idea.
Thank God he knows, because I'm like,
No, you guys might get this, or you just it might not be in God's plan.
Babyface, Usher,
Eminem.
No, like child, bad baby,
Bahad Bahabi. It's a he.
Again, it might not be in God's plan for you guys to get this one.
God's plan. Who does that, Dawn?
I don't know.
I don't know either. God's plan.
We're talking about like the biggest artist in the world,
Elvis.
No.
Hi, we just time traveled from 1960.
I live in the past.
One so. Named.
Cher. One named biggest.
Canadian,
oh,
Drake.
Drake.
What were, did you say Dick?
What?
What did you say, Don?
Dake.
Sounded like you said Dick.
Oh my God. No, not
Which,
Richard.
Appropriate in this case. I don't know if you've seen social God. Media lately.
Wow.
Do we need to press the dump button?
I thought you said
the guy's name.
His name is
okay.
Dick.
Yeah.
Richard.
Okay, so I don't know if you're going to get the other half of this one.
Probably
I will say
not.
He recently performed the Super Bowl.
Usher.
No, not. I shouldn't. A couple of years ago,
Justin
he performed
Timberlake?
The Super Bowl. No. 2 years ago, this guy had performed the Super Bowl along with a bunch of other. Rappers.
P. Diddy?
Nope.
I mean, is it just one of the many people that are warring with Drake?
Yes, yep.
Okay, so Drake is the foreign-born... So there's a Pulitzer Prize-winning rapper.
Yep.
That's who we're trying to figure out
here. Who recently did the Super Bowl 2 years ago when it was in L.A. with Snoop D-O-double-G and Eminem and who else was in that? Mary J. Blige, I think, and...
Common.
Nope.
We said Common already.
We did? Okay. Uh-huh.
His name, and again, I don't know if you're going to get Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar won a Pulitzer?
Yes, he did.
Well, good for him.
Mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar has attacked Drake in a new song, filling in the blind item here. He has finally responded to some of the claims that Drake made about Kendrick Lamar. And in this new song, Lamar is saying that he being Drake, is a manipulator, an absent father, and faking his accents.
Wow, somebody's got some feelings.
Yeah.
Everyone is coming after Drake.
Everybody is,
It's really kind of strange. Like, everyone's decided, yeah, we all hate Drake.
Oh, that's not nice. No.
So there you go. That's a blind item. You guys got it. Proud of you.
Whoa.
I mean, barely.
It was like, you had to lead us.
It's okay. Sometimes you have to.
What was his name again, Don?
Kendrick Lamar.
Definitely didn't start with a D.
Deke.
No.
Drake.
Yeah.
Drake.
It's not the end, Bradley.
Drake.
We're just going on to another one.
The vibe around this A-list mostly movie actress who is an Oscar winner during her recent promotional campaign sure made it feel like the rumors are true and that she has indeed separated from her longtime husband.
Okay.
People claim that she looked happier and just overall healthier than she has in a very, very long time.
Hmm.
So we've got an individual who recently has been doing promotion for a new film, and they apparently look happier and healthier than they have in a long time, and they are also an Oscar winner.
Anne Hathaway.
Dang.
Good
Absolutely.
Job.
Whoa.
Nicely done there. So maybe the...
Well, she just did... What did I just see with Anne Hathaway that came
out? She was on live with Steve Patterson yesterday.
Yes, she was.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
Promoting her new movie. And again, that new movie, of course, is the movie that is loosely based on the love story between Olivia Wilde and
Harry
Styles.
Oh, gosh, there's so and much stuff. I can't remember all of it.
What is the name of that movie? Why can't I?
It's something like Anyone But You, but it's not that. It's very...
The Idea of You. The Idea of You. And again, this is based on a book, and the person who did the book kind of said that they loosely based it on a couple of different, like, real-life pop culture situations, and one of those may have been Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Because basically how the movie goes is Anne Hathaway falls in love with a former boy bander who's the lead now of, like, the biggest star in the
world. So that's finally coming out, because I know, I remember seeing the trailer, and that was months ago, so the reason she's doing all this press, obviously, is because it's about to come out.
Release date is it looks like March 6th. That must have been in the UK or something. I think it's coming on this country either this weekend or the next.
Got it.
So yeah, it's on the way very, very soon.
I wonder if Olivia Wilde is like, I'm never working with Anne Hathaway now. Like, how does she feel about it?
For sure.
Yeah.
Thanking her. I mean, again, free publicity, Olivia.
I don't think people look at their lives that way. You know, a lot of them get their feelings hurt because they're people too.
March 16th was South by Southwest release. It's going to be released nationwide Thursday.
Okay.
So you can see the new Idea of You with Anne Hathaway.
Or go see her on Live with Kelly and
Steve. There you go.
On Hulu. Check it out now.
Mm-hmm. So again, according to this, though, it sounds like maybe the blinds are confirming what's been rumored for a while is that her and her longtime husband may have separated now.
Okay.
Seems like they were having some issues, at least if you want to believe the blind items, they were having some issues, and now they may have got past that.
Oh.
It happens.
It does. You guys want to do another blind?
Let's do it.
Down again. I actually forgot she was an Oscar winner.
Oh, yeah, Les Mis.
She won for Les Mis.
Mm-hmm.
And Fiend.
Let's do another one here as we'll quickly jump here. We got a little bit of time. Let's see if we get through this one. Usually the ones who cheat are the ones who are quick to get jealous and assume their significant others are unfaithful to them. That is indeed the case for this former TV presenter, and it's going to end this very much talked about relationship.
Oh.
Again, usually the
TV presenter.
Usually the ones who cheat are the ones who are quick to get jealous and assume their significant others are unfaithful to them. And that is definitely the case for this former TV presenter. And it will be the end of this much talked about relationship.
Vanna White.
You got that wrong.
So when you say presenter, are we in the UK? That's what they call us. Okay, you're just being very...
So you're talking about Amy Robach.
Kind of. Part of it.
And TJ
TJ Holmes, more specifically, who we're talking about.
He's the TV presenter.
He's the TV presenter, yes. So nicely done. You got it. Usually the ones who cheat are the ones who get quick to jealous and assume their significant others are unfaithful to them. Mm-hmm. That is the case for TJ Holmes, and it likely is going to end his much-talked-about relationship with Amy Robach. According to reports and according to the blind items, it sounds like TJ Holmes might be pretty jealous and maybe clingy of her and not wanting her to live her own life because he's afraid she's going to cheat on him.
You know, just like he did.
There you go.
Well, okay, I feel like for some reason it feels when you listen to their podcast, she seems a little desperate and he seems less desperate. He seems detached from the relationship and she's just like,
or maybe he's just good at hiding it.
The way they used to be. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, I don't know. Weird.
Maybe he's just good at hiding it.
I like this blind item because it's real weird. It's not what I would have thought.
Sure.
So I would have thought it was the opposite.
Well, again, the fact that cheaters would be jealous doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
And that would apply to both of them in this case.
Sure.
That's factual. There you go. Great job, you two. Did you learn anything fun today?
Oh, I learned. Except that
let's see. Kendrick what did we
Lamar
learn today?
Won a Pulitzer Prize.
I mean, that was the takeaway. Yeah. I like him.
And now you like him even more.
And now I think. Gosh, I guess, you know, now that I think that it's him, anyway, oh boy, words are hard. I think I knew this at one point, and then I forgot it.
Oh. Oh, God. Okay.
That seems familiar to me now that I think about it, just because when he burst on the scene, it was like, oh, yeah, this guy is amazing, and, you know.
Well, I learned it because I definitely did not know it. It's pretty awesome.
He won it for, it looks like, the track Damn is what it was called.
Yes.
And it was a song that, according to the Pulitzer Prize, it was the authenticity of it and the dynamic nature of the rhythmic sounds and the effect. This really goes into deep detail, but it was the complexity of modern African-American life is one of the reasons why it won the Pulitzer Prize.
You made us smarter today to making us dumber, because that's what blind items do to our brains. Thankfully, we don't want to take life too seriously. Download, like, and subscribe to your heart's content wherever you get podcasts. We'll also have our own YouTube channel, which hopefully you're watching. And if you are, subscribe. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of
Blinded by the Item.
Bye.
It's fun. It's a laugh riot. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Hey, my talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. You know Dakota Dental. They're right down in Apple Valley. Super convenient to the metro. A great team of folks. I have enjoyed every experience I've had at Dakota Dental. I mean, honestly, most days you're not thinking about going to the dentist, and maybe you're actively thinking about not going to the dentist. But here's the thing. Regular checkups are super duper important, and we all have to go to the dentist. So if you're going to go to the dentist, let's go to one of the best dentists in the Twin Cities. That's been my experience as I've been a patient at Dakota Dental. They make it super easy to make an appointment. They've got plenty of appointments at times that work with your schedule. Like I said, they're super convenient to the metro right down in Apple Valley. And they're waiting. Put those dental benefits to good use for 2024. I have been, and you should too. Head to DakotaDental.com today. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Lori and Julia here for Tressler Law, and Lori and